Hey, you guys, we're excited to announce new merch. Go to stonerchickspodcast.com and check out the merch tab to see all of these new hats and mugs that we've got. The mugs say smoke your weed on one side and have a nice little leaf design, and they say Stoner Chicks Podcast on the other. And there's beanies that say SYW, you know, we know, smoke your weed. Check it out. There's all different colors. It's going to be a great time. We just wanted to get cozy with you. Some of them have pom-poms. They're going to be really cozy, very fashionable. StonerChicksPodcast.com, merch. Hello, and welcome to Stoner Chicks, the podcast for stoners by stoner chicks. I'm Grace Penzel.
I'm Stephanie Thompson.
And I'm Phoebe Richards. And we're here today with another exciting episode. I'm about to tell you more about the episode at hand, but first, some news about upcoming episodes. Next week is Friday the 13th. It's going to be the start of the Stoner Chicks podcast spooky season. That's pretty exciting. And then in 2 weeks, we have a Stoner Movie TV book club coming up. We will be reviewing the first 5 episodes of Survival of the Thickest, which is streaming on Netflix. And so you could watch those and then see if you agree with our hot takes.
Yeah.
Back to you, Grace.
Starring Michelle Buteau. I've been having fun with it so far. So yeah, it'll be fun to discuss with y'all. But I am so excited about the episode that we have today. We were reached out to by a film director, Ryan D. Moore, who recently directed a film called Marijuana Minutes. And we are lucky enough to be sitting down with two stars of the film, Sophia Lucia Parola and Becca DeMarco. Welcome to Stoner Chicks.
Hello. Yay.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Woo.
How are you guys doing?
Fantastic.
Amazing.
How are you?
Yes.
Good, good. Really excited to have a couple of performers on the podcast. It's always a good time. We get a whole Zoom room full of Stoner Chicks going.
And not only that, when I watched the film, especially your two roles, I was like, oh my gosh, there are moments I saw where I just was like, these are two ladies that I need to talk to and get into my room.
I'm honored.
It feels important to say at top that Marijuana Minutes is a stoner comedy that is fronted by a hardcore female stoner, which is sort of a thing we've been searching for. One of the things we've searched for on this podcast. So just, it's incredibly up our alley.
It's so up our alley. It's amazing.
I mean, it's a female stoner and at the core, it's female close friendship.
Yeah. I remember I was really blown away when I read the script, because this kind of character isn't usually portrayed by a woman in media often. So I was really, really pumped when I was asked to play Amy.
Yeah, absolutely. And I want to hear more about that. But I know, Phoebe, you have a couple of icebreaker questions.
Oh, I do. The icebreaker questions, you know, just get us all comfortable. So first question, what do you think is the best time of day to smoke weed?
Nighttime, 100% for me.
I'm a nighttime smoker, too.
Mm.
I smoke at night. If I smoke too early in the morning, I get sleepy.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I don't like to start my day smoking, even though I do a lot, but nighttime, like 11 p.m., it's great.
Ooh, 11 p.m. I like the specificity.
I'm usually like an hour after work ends. So like now.
Okay. Yeah.
For me, it's like now is the time I'd be smoking marijuana.
Which, by the way, you're more than welcome to if you like.
Oh, thank you. How generous. Thank you so much.
And then what is the best stoner snack?
Takis.
Ooh. Ooh.
Or tomatoes with salt if I'm feeling healthy.
What?
No, that sounds... I do salt and pepper.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes you do tomatoes, salt, and pepper?
Yeah, but like the cherry tomatoes, just pop them. So good.
Oh, I do the vine tomatoes and slice them.
Ooh, I want tomatoes.
Kind of like
now.
A mozzarella tomato, but I don't like the sliced mozzarella in it. So I just get rid of that. And it's just the tomato.
You don't like, mozzarella?
On pizza. On
okay,
pizza,
all right.
Yes.
All right.
But
I don't know.
I'm not a fresh mozzarella girl.
Not a caprese.
Really?
No, it's weird to me. It's one of the cheeses that I find skeevy.
I'm Italian, so that hurt.
It's slimy. It's wet.
Yeah.
I don't have a specific snack. Sorry, Grace. What'd you say?
Oh, no, I was just defending mozzarella. That's all. I just...
We're not here to interview Phoebe about mozzarella.
Well, now I'm interested. And you have to defend yourself. Wait, Sophia, did you say you don't like mozzarella either?
I try not to eat cheese, but if I'm going to eat... I mean, I'm fine with a Caprese salad. I love basil. Mm-hmm.
Interesting. I didn't know that about you.
You didn't know I didn't eat cheese?
I don't think I did. When we got tacos, there weren't cheese on your tacos?
Mm-mm, no.
There's not usually cheese on tacos, is there?
Like the
only American tacos.
We're taking a low.
Like Oaxaca cheese, right?
Oh, right. Yeah.
That's cheese.
Sure. queso fresco. You know.
Yeah. Oaxaca cheese is cheese.
I was going to say, I don't have a favorite. I'm sorry, Becca.
No. I'm sorry. I'm just rambling now about cheese. Please.
This is the best cheese ramble I have ever heard.
If we were doing more cheese ramble, I'm a brie girl. If I'm going to eat cheese, it's going to be brie.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. That I can get behind.
Yeah, that's fair.
Croque monsieur.
That's fair.
I one time went to an event where they had those people walking around, you know, with plates.
Oh, yeah, I do that sometimes.
Thank you, yeah. And there was one that was a tiny brie cheese grilled sandwich with honey on top.
Oh.
And me and my date just like followed the person around who was like eventually running away from us because we just were trying to eat them all.
Three ingredients.
Sophia, I feel like you were going to say something about snacks.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I can't believe you guys. I mean, not can't believe, but like I don't have a snack. I'm the munchies. I eat anything is delicious.
Yeah, that's literally anything whatever in front I of have you.
With me.
You don't discriminate. Just exactly. Whatever's there. Yeah. You're down with.
I'll eat cheese.
I'll eat cheese. Just to make it very clear, I will eat cheese. To anyone listening.
This is a question off of that question, Phoebe, which something that's come up in some of our... So we have this thing, Stoner Movie Book Club, where we watch different stoner movies and review them and whatnot. And something that comes up a lot is eating in movies. And I know you had ramen at one point, Becca, but do the two of you eat together at all?
Oh, they absolutely do in the movie.
Yeah. Yes, Stephanie.
No, there's a lot of takeout.
Times.
Yeah, takeout.
Oh, the Chinese food, of course.
Of course.
Although Chinese food is almost talked about more than seen. I think I was scarred because there's the scene where... Like the food, is it your chicken wings or something? And then the bones are getting thrown in like a cooler that's melted and it's just like melted.
The ramen that like it's poured out. Yeah, that was pretty nasty.
In the movie theater, during previews of that, it's always a
Yeah. There was a visceral reaction I had to that.
Yeah. But it's also so fun to see a woman be disgusting on film. Yeah. I love it so much.
No shame, just, like, too.
You are pretty disgusting in it.
Thank you.
So you are, Becca, the star of this movie. I want to know, how did the two of you get involved in this project? And Becca, let's start with you.
Okay. First of all, I went to Montclair State University, and that's where a lot of people went that made the film.
I kind of wondered, did you guys all know each other? Because I noticed that a lot of people that are in it are also credited for production roles.
No, yeah, no, absolutely. So a lot of them, not all of them, Sophia did not go to Montclair State University, but I did. I was in the acting program and I was like that acting student that ran around to all the film majors being like, please put me in your film. Like, I'll do anything. Just let me be in the background for 2 seconds. Put me in your film. And Ryan was one of those people. He was a senior when I was a freshman, I believe. And we hadn't talked for like years. And then there was a moment in time where I thought I was going to be a director. I will never try to direct again. I'm really bad at it. I think I'm okay at acting. And I think that's like where my strengths lie. I will never try to write or direct ever again. But I thought I was going to try. And so I had to go to our mutual friend's house to pick up gear. And he was there and they were doing a reading of Marijuana Minutes while I went to go pick up the gear. And Ryan was like, oh, Becca would be great for Amy. And then he reached out and then I got involved. So that's how it worked.
That's awesome. That's some sort of magic universe shit.
Yeah, I would say so. And also, like, Sophie and I didn't know each other before this film at all. And now I would consider her one of my closest friends, perhaps.
Weed.
We love that. If there's anything I love more than weed, it's
friendship. Yeah, female friendship specifically. Yeah, I would say so.
And then when they're combined, it's gorgeous.
Yeah. Sophia, how did you get involved?
Truly, it was the word of mouth. I went to Brookdale Community College, which Justin Guerreri, who wears many hats in the film, I don't know, like his official title. He did set design. He's the mailman in it. He did a lot.
Was he the mailman that had that scene where he was like, that's my package? And then he would like put the package on the railing and it just slid down the railing and fell on the floor.
Yes, Stephanie, I love how you are quoted.
You're like, you really, I know. You retained that movie.
I loved the movie. I thought it was so fun and cute. And there were so many these cute little jokes that I really loved. And that was one of them. The package just sliding down the... Anyway, but continue, Sophia.
And if you watch it again, Stephanie, you might see the mailman also appears in another scene, pretty sure, which was cool. Right, Becca?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's like the Easter egg.
Yeah, reoccurring jokes. That's awesome. That's what it is. Yeah, so I met him, Justin, at Brookdale Community College. And instantly connected with him. He's so awesome. He was like gracious enough to invite me on a bunch of projects while I was going to school. And one of them was a 24-hour film festival that Ryan wrote this short film called Escape. I think it's called Escape. It's hilarious. I'm going to look it up during this so I can plug it in at some time because it's very funny.
It's great. It's great.
Yeah. And he wrote it and he directed it remotely. So that's how I met Ryan. And then when he was doing Marijuana Minutes, he asked me to read for Clover. And then that's how it all began.
Awesome. And you two are East Coast, right? Montclair State is in New Jersey. Are you both in New Jersey?
Yep. Born and raised in New Jersey.
Not in Montclair anymore. And I'm also born in Pennsylvania. I don't know how I ended up here, but I'm here.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay, cool. Well, that's really great. And like Phoebe said, so cool that the two of you were able to come together. One of the main things that we talked about is how much we enjoyed your performances, but also how natural your on-screen friendship seemed. And so, yeah, I kind of wanted to ask Sophia, this question is for you. Your character is very spicy. Your character has a temper, and there is a bit that's one of my favorite bits across any stoner film, which is crashing into things in cars, which happens a few times with trash cans. What was it like to play an angry stoner Uber driver?
Oh my gosh. It was amazing. It was so freeing. Clover has no care. She does not care what people think. She drives without a care. Smashing trash cans was so much fun. It was probably one of the most difficult things on the film because that was like the most meticulous, exact things we had to do. And everything else was just like, hey, do whatever. Like there's a script, but just play. And that was like, hit the trash can, make it go fly, stop at this part in the shot. So that was hard and scary sometimes. But other than that, Clover, yeah, playing her was extremely freeing. And I wish I could say she changed me. She kind of did, but I wish I didn't care as much about things as she doesn't care. But playing her was so much freaking fun. And yeah, playing alongside Becca, and I got an amazing friend out of it. Like, it was one of the best roles I've ever played.
I got vibes when watching it that Clover maybe it dabbled in it having maybe more than just friendship feelings for Amy.
We talked about that a lot during the shooting of it. At least just her and I did. I don't know if we really talked about it like as a production, but Sophia and I were very much on that vibe, on that wavelength.
Okay. Yeah. It was like giving me a little bit of that Alana Abby, the way Alana loves Abby.
Alana was a huge inspiration for Clover.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Totally. And then I think Amy's just like too high and too like focused on what's directly in front of her, like the goal immediately in front of her to even notice that like Clover would even have any sort of romantic feelings for Amy.
The hand on the butt was natural. She don't care.
Yeah, totally.
But it did feel really natural, like I said. And Becca, I saw in doing a little bit of research that you have a background in improv comedy, as do all of us stoner chicks. Was there a lot of improv in the scenes that y'all had?
Yeah, I also knew that you guys had improv backgrounds from my research.
Google.
That'll get you. But there was, Ryan was really, really generous with allowing us to play around with the words that he wrote, which like is such a wild thing. I feel like that's not typical for a lot of writers. Usually they want you to say what they've written. But Ryan was really, really kind to allow us to be very free within the form that he created. So like the teeny tiny tapas scene, this is always the one that I use.
Oh yeah,
this is always the one I use.
Phoebe and I watched the movie together, and the teeny tiny tapas scene was one of our favorites.
Thank you. So Ryan just told me to watch There Will Be Blood and then come up with something. So I had just watched There Will Be Blood the night before, and then I came in to set that day and got to just do that. So that was awesome. And little things like that. He really did let us play around quite. And then Sophia has a really good improv moment in the car when she's yelling about how she's going to like fuck up Trevor or something. Like, give me that fork.
They were like, Sophia, just improv. And I'm like, I'm not good at improv. No. Everyone's like, just do it. And then I don't know what came out of my mouth, but
it was hilarious. It was so good. And there was one blooper that was so funny that'll like, I don't know if it'll ever see the light of day, but Sophia, it was that scene that Sophia was trying to improv. And it was like, perfect. It was talking about like putting cayenne pepper in his, I mean, I don't gotta get too graphic, but it was
in his butthole.
in his butthole?
No.
Did you say cayenne pepper, yes.
No, it was in his pee hole, I think. I think you said,
oh, baby, yes. Yep. Yes.
It was even more wild.
Good. We love this.
I love Grace. Just you in his butthole, did you
in
say?
His butthole, is that you say?
Butthole? I'm sorry.
No.
Excuse me.
No, please.
But clearly it worked out having you guys improv together, because one of the results is, as you all have been submitting to festivals, Becca, you've actually won a best performer in several independent film festivals around the country. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, congrats.
What was it like winning those awards?
I mean, really cool, I guess. It was awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, I never really won an award for acting or anything prior to this, so I didn't really expect it. And then we started winning pretty early on in our film festival circuit, where I won at Roosevelt Film Festival, which was like our Roosevelt Island Film Festival, which was our first film festival that we went to. I didn't go because I was like, it's probably nothing. Like, what am I going to do? Go and just like see this film that I've seen five times. Like, what am I going to do? And then I won there and I was like, oh, maybe I should start going to these things. So I started going, and then we won at, I actually have the trophies behind me. You can see the arm of
nice.
Of
me. So, Yeah. Show and tell.
I'll give all. There's one award that I don't have with me because it was in Ohio and something, I think we were at Hell's Half Mile Film Festival and we weren't able to go there. So we didn't actually get the trophies, but this is from the Roosevelt Island Film Festival and then Grove Street Film Festival. And then this is my movie.
This is my movie.
Yes, it's a cow.
Movie.
So it's the Smod Castle. It's the Kevin Smith Film Festival where I won Best Actress.
Which handed it to her. Yep.
Yeah, he did.
Wait, what?
He handed it to me in the interview.
No freaking way.
It was awesome.
That was Best Actor in a comedy, right? Like, it wasn't even just Best Female Actor.
I was the only woman nominated, and I won. I'm very proud of it.
Not fuck yeah that you were the only one, but you won.
Yeah, very. And I said that in my acceptance speech, too. I think Kevin got a kick out of it. So this is really cool. Thanks for asking.
Oh my God, that is fucking crazy awesome. I am.
Steph is wiggling around with such enthusiasm. It's almost like her skeleton is trying to escape from her body or something.
Steph doesn't get this excited for just us.
No, I never do this for the normal stoner chicks.
The other, I just want to shout out before I forget, the moment that made Steph and I laugh the hardest was when the character of Amy rolls a blunt of just roaches found in an ashtray. That was such like,
That brings back so many memories too. I see that scene.
Oh my God.
But it reminds me of, being like, freshman in college.
Scraping that bowl.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. So here's the big question, right? About kind of peering behind the movie magic. One of the, I don't want to spoil too much about this film, but there's a lot of vape pen action in this film. So my question is, were you ever hitting a real THC containing vape pen? Or were you doing a decoy?
It was CBD. It was mainly CBD. And we smoked CBD flower as well. I don't think I would have been okay. If she smokes a lot throughout the film. And it's not like we do multiple takes of every scene. I don't think I would have been nearly as okay. Well, not that Amy's very put together. I mean, I'm sure it would have been fine either way. Honestly, now that I'm thinking about it, I probably should have just smoked.
No, but you did a great acting job. And something else I need to know is how much of a natural am I around weed at this, our smoke break? Welcome back from your smoke break, stoners. We are here with Sophia Lucia Parola and Becca DeMarco of Marijuana Minutes, which you can watch now on Vudu, either to rent or buy. It's also streaming on some cable services, so keep your eye open for it. Also, I believe you can follow them on Instagram at Marijuana Minutes Film. So check it out. Thanks for being here with us.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. I am curious because we are all West Coast and we've all, at least the three of us, been living in Washington for long enough that our way of getting and consuming weed is pretty casual. We can go to a store. There's many stores that we can choose from. I want to know, in the film Marijuana Minutes, you're buying things out of this sort of mystery suitcase from the drug dealer who's just kind of a guy you know. How close is your real life experience to that? I know that there's been a lot of changes in New Jersey and New York in the last several years. What does it look like for you two being East Coast stoners these days?
Good question.
Yeah. It's a good question.
I wish my life was like that. I wish I had a Trevor in my life for sure.
Yeah.
Like a few years ago, it used to be like that, the good stuff. And, you know, either they grew it or they got it from some mystery place. But it still wasn't as cool as Trevor's like smoke spot in the suitcase. And the place where they smoke was so cool, that little sunroom.
Yeah. And my dealer, I was never that close with my guy back in the day. Mm-hmm. I tried to get in and out. Keep, you know, work and pleasure separate. But now you can just go to a store and buy it, which is great. But a lot of that stuff changed from when we shot the film to when the film was released. And we even had that conversation at the time of, how do you think like weed is going to look in 3 years or whenever this is actually going to come together? But yeah, now we could go to a store. Great.
Okay, cool. So it's pretty casual at this point for y'all to be able to go to a dispensary.
Yeah, a lot of stores. Yeah. Or there's still people selling them on the street too. It's not as good, but.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not as good.
When I went to New York last year for the first time in a long time, I was like, whoa, it smells like weed everywhere now. Yes. Like it's really a thing. So, but it was really fun to see the movie and it was kind of a nostalgic vibe. Yeah. Have either of you, has anyone here, I guess, ever bought a vape pen? In that manner,
I don't think I have ever bought a vape pen.
I have.
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good question. Yeah, I have.
Yeah, I have.
And it was good.
Just fine. I feel like there was like a very specific moment maybe this is a unique experience, probably not, but when, like, in between marijuana being legalized in New Jersey, there was a moment in time where the street weed was getting, like, really up there. And that's when they had all of, like, the edibles and the cartridges and the vapes and, like, all of the things. That's when all of that was presented to me right before it was legalized. So, yeah. Mm. I had a guy who, like, had a delivery system. Like, it was a whole thing. He'd send a menu. It was awesome.
Oh, yeah. Oh. I had that, too. But that was more recent, like, a year ago.
Yeah. I think I should text him.
See how he's doing.
Yeah. Now that it's legal, I don't know if he's still in business. Yeah. But it was very convenient. Come right to my door.
You might still have some older clients because, you know, I feel like the older you get, the more you just, the new ways don't really make sense to you. So those are probably the people still using dealers.
Yeah.
I kind of don't trust the, I'm not going to lie. And this is very much like my Clover character. She really believes in, like, conspiracies and not that it's conspiracy, but she's very opinionated. But I don't trust the ones they sell in the store. I don't know if it's because it's like they, you know, they're okay with the government. So it's not like, I feel like it's not as good. Like the ones that you get from someone, you know, is so good.
You trust the ones that, like, someone brought to you on a bike, like, over one from a store.
The ones you buy.
Yeah, well, they want...
It's made with love. It's given to you with love.
Maybe in Seattle, maybe where you are, it's better. Because I feel like mine, I haven't found a really good shop yet.
Okay.
Interesting.
I was Stephanie's weed dealer for a while.
Yeah,
really?
Way long time ago, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Before legalization, Phoebe was my drug dealer. And I remember one time I bought... Just weed,
please. All right.
Dr. No Tokes. Remember those little...
Oh, yeah. My ex made these little... They were like oil THC pills. And he made a little like... I guess it's kind of... Yeah, he made little like labels. And they were Dr. No Tokes.
Dr. No Tokes.
And I... Really high.
That's so
Some
cute.
People had really bad experiences. So sometimes I'd sell them to people and then get calls or someone would be like, I haven't gone to work for 2 days. I can't stop
No,
being
I
high.
Took two oh Dr. No Tokes before going on a plane.
Oh.
And then I was on a plane with a little bit of turbulence, which was this normal turbulence. But in my mind, on Dr. No Tokes, I thought I was going to die.
Oh, my God.
And so I was like on this plane, like gripping the handrests and just like, I'm going to kill Phoebe. I'm going to kill Phoebe.
I love the name. Dr. No Tokes. So cute.
I had a similar situation on not with pills, but with an edible on the plane. And I was freaking out.
Yeah.
And I had one of those, like, you know, those Ritz crackers and peanut butter and you just put the flour in between.
Yeah.
So I had one of those and it didn't hit me until like an hour off after, while I was in the plane. And this girl was coughing near me and me and my sister both took it. And we were convinced that she was allergic to peanut butter and we were going to like kill her.
Oh my.
Just like, well, we already ate it and it's in our body, but we were like, she's allergic. Like,
what? Oh my God.
That is scary though.
Yeah. And we were eating Chex Mix and we were like, it's so loud. We're chewing so loud.
We're keeping everyone awake.
Peanut allergies are not.
Oh, man. So I wanted to ask both of you, we have seen a lot of different kinds of stoner movies. And there are some kind of typical elements that come up here and there. And obviously, we had some wonderful tropes come up in Marijuana Minutes. But I wonder, for the two of you, and first, Becca, what are some of your favorite stoner movie elements? What makes a good stoner movie to you?
Okay. But I'm going to say what I think is best about Marijuana Minutes, about the tropes in Marijuana Minutes that have like really been great for me. I love that the bad guy is kind of the main character. Like that is the one that is kind of doing all of the bad things. And then everyone around them is kind of doing the right thing, which I think is good. Except for, I mean, me and Clover are very much on the same page where we are kind of like, if you'll see us make a lot of faces whenever anybody gets too emotional and like we have no time for anyone else's feelings or like anything like that. Like there's a moment where the character Sven is talking about like, oh, like I miss my mom or whatever. Like she, you know, whatever. And you can, it like cuts to me just going like just being absolutely disgusted that he'd even be upset that his mother is no longer with us.
Total ick.
I really like that. And I really like just being as much of a trash monster as you possibly can be as the stoner, I think is like a really important thing to me specifically. Cause like, I feel like a trash monster a lot of the time. And I feel like that's not always represented in media. And it's nice to see somebody just be a full-on trash monster.
Absolutely.
That's my favorite.
Those things are represented really well.
Thanks.
How about you, Sophia?
I mean, the drug dealers. Oh, you know, I feel like that's always in the stoner films. And we have Trevor in ours. And I think he lives up to that stereotype very well. I also think, like, in those stoner films, you can get away with the most absurd coincidences or, like, the most absurd lines, the weirdest, wittiest, uncommon things. And it's okay. We just laugh at that. And there's a lot of that in Marijuana Minutes and stoner films that I love, just, like, saying whatever you want. And it's, you have no consequence for it.
Mm,
but you do it, but it's in your head.
Right.
Right. Absolutely.
What are your favorite stoner movies?
Oh, I'm so happy you asked. Have you guys seen Smiley Face with Anna Faris?
Of course.
Oh, yes.
That is literally, I used to love it years ago before I even like knew what she was eating in it. And then I had a newfound appreciation for it. And I also love Pineapple Express for sure. That's a classic. Mm-hmm.
Pineapple Express is a good one. I like Dharma. I think that's a really good one. The Kevin Smith film.
Berks?
I've never seen this movie.
Is that considered? Oh, no. Jay and Silent Bob?
Am I being crazy? Hold on. Am I having a high moment?
No. Well, any of Kevin Smith's movies, I feel like, are good to watch when you are high because they're funny and ridiculous.
No, I believe you.
Dogma?
Sure.
Dogma.
Oh, Dogma. I love Dharma.
Why am I thinking of freaking, I don't know.
I was like, Daria?
Yeah, Dogma. That's a great film.
Dogma.
Yeah,
that's a Dogma. Fun one.
Daria. Also Daria. I love Daria.
Oh, I love Daria.
It's not a film, but it's a great TV show.
I hear it. I love Stoner it. Answer. Just start naming anything you like.
Yeah.
Doug.
Bowl of cereal.
Oh, Doug.
Doug is good. Rugrats. Oh, man, getting high and watching
that doesn't
Rugrats.
Start with a D. Phoebe.
Oh, sorry. Dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs.
That is great.
Diabetic.
I'm the baby, not the mama.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Those are some good ones. Yeah. Pineapple Express was the latest one that we watched. And so that was sort of fresh on our mind. And it was fun. Was it fun filming the car scenes for you guys?
Oh my gosh.
Some
of my favorite scenes.
Sounds like it was stressful, though, too. As said
It was because you had to go fast. And then, well, for me, going fast and then stopping at a certain point, stressful. But other than that, it was so much fun.
Well, there's also a couple of the car ones where we didn't actually have to drive and it was a green screen behind
us. Green screen,
yeah. Like the one where there's the guy in the background and it's you and I doing like chess and stuff.
Bunch of weird things.
Eating beans. I love that.
Eating beans.
Playing chess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great.
As you do while driving.
Yeah. Well, was an excellent driver.
She is. I've never died.
So the last thing that I wanted to ask about is kind of just you as people outside of this specific project and give you kind of a chance to plug some things. Becca, I know you are a Twitch streamer. Is that right?
Yeah. I stream on Twitch. I play video games. They're fun.
Yeah, that's great. Fun. Do you ever smoke while you're streaming or do you keep that separate?
I haven't yet. I've gotten very drunk while streaming for various games. I feel like more of my friends like that I play video games with like to drink over smoke. So I'll usually drink with them.
Mm-hmm.
But I was thinking about doing one hopefully soon with Marijuana Minutes on stream and having like a high watch party or something like that.
Oh,
but
fun.
I have to get that passed through production before I say anything.
Yeah. No, that's okay.
I don't know
that's
when okay. it'll happen, but hopefully it will, which will be great.
So in case that happens, where can listeners find your Twitch channel?
Yeah, you can find me at twitch.tv/LegoBeggo. LegoBeggo. That's me.
Lego Beggo.
Yeah.
Lego Beggo.
Lego
Beggo. Lego Beggo.
So the two of you are both actors. Obviously, Marijuana Minutes is an independent film. It's not being hosted by any struck companies or anything like that. So we're maybe not talking as much about your acting work right now, but is there anything else that you would like to plug, Becca or Sophia? And where can listeners find you?
Ooh. Thank you for asking. Unfortunately, yeah, we don't need to go into the strike, but I am not working a lot because of the strike. And I will like to say that Marijuana Minutes Film was a completely non-union, completely low budget, basically no budget, but they did spend some money on it. So when you're supporting Marijuana Minutes Film, you're really giving back to these independent artists who are also, a lot of us are affected by the strike. So I don't have too much to plug, but I have some stuff that filmed a few years ago, like Marijuana Minutes, that will be in the festival run soon. So if anyone wants to follow me on Instagram, you can follow me at Sophia Lucia, and then there's 4 underscores. And I'm not the girl with the blue check mark, Sophia Lucia. There's a famous Sophia Lucia. That's not me. I'm not the girl.
But you're a wonderful Sophia Lucia.
Thank you.
And should be famous. When I saw you in the movie, I was like, I'm sure, like, I was like, I feel like you are, I don't know, you're a star.
She's a star.
Thank you.
Soon you'll get that blue check mark, and then she'll be like, wow, there's a famous Sophia.
I mean, I can pay for it probably now, but the blue check. But yeah. Loving the love, guys.
I think you have to pay for it now.
It's all fucked.
Wow.
Yeah, I know people with blue check marks that I'm like, how would you get that?
Very interesting. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Very interesting. And where can listeners find you besides Twitch?
Yeah. I'm on Instagram at I'm Becca Wu. It's I-M-B-E-C-C-A-W-O-O. I think that's it.
Yeah. Sweet. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Everyone should follow these two. I wish that we could talk to you for another hour, but unfortunately, we've come to the end, but thank you for being on Stoner Chicks podcast.
Thank you so much.
This was so much fun.
You guys are all amazing. Like, love it. Thank you.
And listeners, Marijuana Minutes is such a fun film. And if you can seek it out and watch it, please do. Voodoo.
Find it on Voodoo. Yeah.
Or if you are on some sort of cable networks, maybe Xfinity, you might be able to access it. It is such a fun, fun film. I really enjoyed watching it. And so please check it out.
Thank you. We
got a last minute cat appearance in the background.
That's Bandit
in the background.
We're just going to jump on something. We'll see.
I have a tuxedo cat kit too. And like, I just love tuxedos.
I know. Aww. She's so, well, I was going to say good, but she's bad.
Oh no, my tuxedo cat.
We like a bad cat.
Yeah, she's a bad
cat.
She's good at being bad.
Yeah. One time I went to a psychic. Oh no, yeah, right. You know, no, we're good. No, we don't have to. I don't have to tell my psychic story. It's okay. You can wrap it up. I'll tell you guys later. That's not for the
Okay.
Well, on that note, listeners, thank you so much for being here. And if you're like, no, I need more Stoner Chicks, you should check out our website at stonerchickspodcast.com. You can buy merch. You can sign up for our email list. You can find out about Kayla's upcoming monthly sketch shows. Kayla has been missing this episode, but she's out there and you can see her. You also could find us on TikTok. We're Broccoli Broads. You can find us on Instagram, where we're Stoner Chicks Podcast. You can email us at stonerchickspodcast@gmail.com. Let Stephanie know what your high thoughts are and we can discuss them on an episode. Or maybe you have a suggestion for a stoner movie book club, because in 2024, we're going to be watching listener suggestions. Just saying, you can send a snail mail at P.O. Box 80586, Seattle, Washington, 98108. You, of course, should rate and review us on Apple or Spotify. If you leave us a 5-star review, we will read it on the podcast. And of course, if you want to support us financially, you can do that. And you know what? I'll just say it. That helps us a lot. You can join our Patreon. We put out additional episodes. We put out our smoke sessions. That's video. We have one from this very episode. Sometimes we post outtakes. We do fun stuff on there. And for some reason, my brain refuses to memorize how to do it. So Grace, tell them how to find us on Patreon.
You go to patreon.com/stonerchicks, patreon.com/stonerchicks.
Yeah. And Stephanie, what do stoner chicks always say?
Teeny tiny tapas. is where you smoke your weed. Killed it.
You fucking crushed it.
Smoke your weed, everyone.
Smoke your weed, everyone. Bye-bye.
Oh, my God.